Good morning. Have you heard the story of the missing rib? The missing rib. We just heard it in today's first reading, right? From the book of Genesis, that is the second creation story. From chapter 2 of Genesis. Whereas the first creation story is in chapter 1. Where while Adam, the first man God created, was he cast a deep sleep. And while he was asleep, God took out a rib and then closed it with flesh. Poor Adam, when he got up, he felt something missing. So while he was looking for his missing rib, he found a beautiful person there in front of him. And so he named it woman. It's the bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. That is the creation story, how man and woman were created. And they were no longer two, they were one from that moment on when God united them together. Now the first creation story which Jesus quotes in today's gospel, when he speaks about marriage and divorce, family, he quotes the first creation story and says, from the beginning of creation, it was not so. There was no divorce. So he is just saying divorce was not an option for God from the beginning. Somehow it happened to be during the time of Moses and the people of Israel because of the hardness of the heart of the people. Because of their wickedness, their evil. And especially the men at that time were treating women like objects, not like human beings. So Moses permitted for a while to have divorce or separation, just protect the women. But that was not the original plan of God. From the very beginning, God created them male and female and united them together. Blessed them and said, now increase and multiply. Fill the earth. That's the command of God. Male and female, he created them. Based on this scripture teachings, the teaching of Jesus in the gospel, the Catholic Church defines marriage as the permanent union of one man and one woman with the purpose of being open to new life. That's what fulfills the marriage. Being open to new life. A couple who are married, husband and wife, cooperates with the creative work of God through the procreation of children, bringing forth new life into this world. That can only happen through the couples. That is the sacredness and sanctity of marriage, according to Jesus. This is the teaching of the Catholic Church. Family is very important. The late Pope, St. John Paul II, while teaching on the theology of the body, describes in great details about the sanctity, the holiness, the beauty of human beings, male and female, and explains about the sacredness of the sexuality that God created. Sexuality of being a male and a female. It is so sacred. God meant it, really. The value of human persons. It is the sexuality that God gave human beings, Adam and Eve, male and female, that brings forth new life into this world through their marriage covenant. Marriage is a covenant. It is not just a mere contract, unlike many other contracts outside. In a contract, you sign a contract for a number of or a couple of years, and then you say, okay, my contract is over. Let us separate. But marriage is more than that. It is a covenant union. In a covenant, you enter into a permanent union with your spouse, with your partner. That's forever. A covenant shall never be broken. That is marriage. Pope Francis, in his recent visit to the United States, in his concluding remark, when he was addressing the World Meeting of Families in Philadelphia, he was so vocal about one important thing while addressing the families, the couples from all around the world. He told them, be open to the miracle of love in the families. Be open to the miracle of love in the families. Yes, it's a miracle that's happening when a man and a woman are brought together through the sacrament of marriage. There is the miracle of love that unites them together. It's a covenant of love. If there is no love, there's no real marriage taking place there from the very beginning, period. That's why many of the annulments happens because of that. There wasn't any love from the very beginning. So they are given annulments. Yes, that is possible. What is required for a marriage is that love, the consent that you give to exchange to each other as couples. That's the covenant of love. And again, in the family, in the married couples, miracles happen. Another miracle of love is bringing forth a new child into the world. Every child that is born to a couple, a married couple, is the fruit of their love. That is what Pope Francis was telling. Be open to the miracle of love in the families. St. John Paul II said, the future of the humanity passes by way of the family. You can never think of the future where there is no more family in our society. It's going to be ending. It's going to be destroyed. We need families for our future, for the continuity of our humanity in this world. Families and the love of the couples for each other brings forth new life into the world. Be open to the miracle of love. Today, in the second part of the Gospel, Jesus speaks about children. Again, you know, why did Jesus speak of children right after explaining about marriage and family and divorce? He speaks about children. He says, let the little children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Yes, children have the priority in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God belongs to them. They are precious. Bring them into this world. Do not prevent them. When we have the children's liturgy, I'm so happy to see so many children coming together, you know. What better gift you can have from God than children? They are the best gift from God. We need to welcome them into this world. Unfortunately, many couples in today's society do not welcome them, which is sad. They try to prevent them through abortion. They try to prevent them coming into their lives, which is so sad. No matter what counter explanation people can give, abortion is evil. It is murder. Let us promote life, not prevent them. God wants us to be open to life. Bring them into this world. This Sunday we are celebrating Respect Life Sunday. And we are observing the 40 days for life throughout this month until November 1st. We continue to pray for an end to abortion and respecting life and protecting life in all its forms, from conception to natural death. Protecting the defenseless children in the womb of its mother. Protecting the little children who are left abandoned. Protecting the vulnerable, the children, the elderly, the sick, you know, the poor, the hungry, the homeless, the immigrants who have nowhere to go. We have a moral responsibility as Christians to protect them, to defend them. This is our call. This is the call of Jesus to each one of us. Be open to life. Welcome them. Today, in fact, is the feast of St. Francis of Assisi, October 4th, who loved all creations of God and who sang the praises of God in creating every creature in his Canticle of the Creatures. Pope Francis took his title from the Canticle of the Creatures. His namesake, Pope Francis, wrote his first encyclical, Laudato Si. Praise be to you. Coming from St. Francis of Assisi. And in that encyclical, he promotes life in all its forms, including the environment, the nature, the Mother Earth, and protect every creature on earth. Most especially we, the human beings, we have a moral responsibility to promote life. Life is so precious. Brothers and sisters, that's what we do as St. John Newman community. We promote life. And we are there to help those people who need help. Our Respect Life ministry is organizing with the PATH, the organization PATH. You will listen to a guest speaker later after the Mass. So I shall stop now. No? Okay. That's what we do. We help people who are in need of help. Pregnant women who have had abortions in their lives, they are hurting. And we need to reach out to them and help them. Help them to accept the beauty of life, the gift of life. Help them to transition from where they are. That's what we do. That's what we ought to promote as Catholic Christians, to reach out to them, those who have problems and issues with the marriage. Yes, those who are confused about their married life. Help them. Embrace them. Welcome them into our community. This is the call of Pope Francis. Be merciful, compassionate, understanding them and accepting them. Let us be real promoters of life by our own life witnessing. Amen.